Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a number of other words that can be used very similarly to the ga that we talked about yesterday. This was the second form of ga, over three that we'll be talking about over this next 60-day period. This form of ga, as we talked about, connects two sentences together in contrastive ideas. Things such as, I drink water, mizu o nomimasu, ga, but I don't drink sake, sake nomimasen. Mizu o nomimasu ga, o sake o nomimasen yo. I drink water, but I don't drink alcohol. Two contrastive connected ideas that are connected in the form of the language, such as they both are used in mas form, or they're both in plain, base 3 form in Japanese. Now, there are a couple of other words that are simply base but. These are words such as demo, shikashi, kedo, and keredemo. We also see a number of other ideas that are similarly connected to ga. However, let's review each one of these in unison and talk about how they are slightly different. Let's start with demo. Demo is the most basic but, if you will, in Japanese. It can be used many different ways in this sense, and we're going to actually talk about a unique way that demo is used when it's used with specifically with after verbs. However, this basic demo is the plain form version or plain form sounding or most basic version of but. So if, you know, you asked a kid or told a kid, you can't go outside today, he'd be like, ah, demo, but. You'll often hear this in anime or manga as the most basic form of but. There are a couple of other forms, and these both include strength as well as diction. Let's talk about that for a quick moment, however. In Japanese, you have different levels of speech. We talked about this already in the form of plain form versus mas form, but there are even higher levels, things such as keigo or teinego. These are different ways to express words that are more polite or have a higher level of diction. We use this in our native language of English. Examples of this include calling someone sir or ma'am, or using please or thank you, using more polite words to make certain people feel more comfortable. If I were talking to my friends, I would use one way of speaking. When I speak with my mother, or speak with my boss, or speak with the President of the United States, I would use different types of vernacular when speaking to them. In the same fashion, if I were to be able to speak in Japanese, I would want to raise my diction appropriately to make the listener feel comfortable. So, when I am able to use demo, I would not use that in a situation that requires me speaking to like a teacher or somebody of a higher rank or status that would make them feel like you aren't being very respectful. Examples of this would include a higher level of diction, words like kedo or keredemo. Keredemo and kedo come from the same word, keredemo and kerede, or keredo. You can just hear the kind of how it kind of combines together, taking the D sound, the O sound, keredemo, keredo. And these can constructed to be or compressed down to each other. Keredo, of course, is more polite than demo. And then we, of course, have keredemo on top of that, making it even more polite. But, however, isn't ways to add this next level of sophistication to your speech. However, there's also levels of strength in Japanese. For example, if I wanted to say something along the lines of, but I don't really like that, versus, but that's the wrong thing to do. These are different forms of buts. These are one form is stronger than the other. So I want to make sure that I'm showing the amount of strength given to each amount as well. So demo, of course, is the softest and simplest, but keredo and keredemo are softer, also more polite. However, there are situations where I would probably use shikashi. Shikashi is a higher form, but is also quite a bit stronger. I directly translate this often to things such as nevertheless. Nevertheless in English sounds quite formal, but it also gives a very strong connotation versus one thing over another. It is indicating that something is a stronger form and is direct contrast or against the thing of which was spoken previously. You also have things such as dakedo. Dakedo would be, well, but dakedo, that's there, however. So we have a number of things here, and I am running short on time, so I am going to shorten this down to make it simpler. So we have things such as although, keredemo, A, keredemo, B is subordinate in the subordinate clause, or A ga B is the on the other hand, and both are independent clauses. However, da ga, which is ga desu ga, ga, dakedo, demo, shikashi, and keredemo, each amount show a amount of strength and also show an amount of sophistication or diction when you're speaking to somebody. Remember, when speaking to someone and trying to become fluent in a language, it's not about the different words that you know. It's about being able to say words that make the listener of the language feel more comfortable. Of course, the more words you know is great, but if you cannot use them appropriately, they are somewhat superfluous and useless for you to actually know. That being said, I hope today's lesson of going over the different types of buts, again, demo, keredemo, dakedo, shikashi, and kedo, are useful for you in your everyday speaking of Japanese. If you are trying to make sure you stay safe and can't remember all those words right away, I would recommend sticking with keredo. Keredo is probably the safest way of going between one and two, or keredemo, which is kind of used somewhat colloquially as it somewhat slides off the tongue with the rolling R. Thank you again for joining the Manga Sensei podcast, and I hope you give us a 5-star rating and review. Thank you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.